Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
For like $2 a month, it's pretty impressive where you can keep all your attachments.
Yeah. I'm still working on, I had a story about it, cleaning out the cash, because I really do want to do that. There's a way of doing it that's efficient.
But you're naked without cash.
I'm naked without cash.
Strong, yeah. Oscar. Yeah. Good work.
Yeah. He was nominated by his science teacher to go to the University of Miami at the end of the school year, where they will go to Miami and they'll stay there for 4 days and they'll learn about forensics and learn about space and one other, I forgot what the other one was.
Partying.
And partying. Exactly.
I literally thought you were going to say like a I didn't know.
What's the matter with you?
He's back. He's been gone a while, you know. He's being shocked.
That was the way that you were talking about it. I was like, this is going to be great.
Yeah, you'd be married 26 years. On the third day, nothing rises.
Bada bing, bada boom, Easter joke.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Happy, happy Monday, everybody. Oh, there's Jake. I don't know how he got out of his enclosure. There, that's my April Fool's joke. No, he didn't. Anyway, it's come a long way from the old days. Yeah,
I know. You fooled me.
I fooled you on April Fool's.
You did.
That used to be a big deal with radio stations. There were DJs. There are multiple DJs that got fired over April Fool's jokes.
Yeah.
And
Is that your last April Fool joke for today?
No, I did one with my kid.
Oh, well, because then I can do this. I can.
April Fool's!
Hey, everybody, April Fool's Day. All right, fantastic. I look like a Yeti just walked in back of Oscar there.
Exactly.
I'm not sure who that guy was.
Contractors.
Oh, contractors.
They'll be working in and out all day. I think that's on Helen Party Time.
We'll get to that in a second because Oscar is working at a new location.
Yeah. Yes.
And so we'll tell you all about that because lots of moving parts. Always stuff happening with this show. Always craziness. That's why Oscar wasn't here last week because he was moving. And if you're keeping tabs, that is the 13th move in 1 year.
Yep.
That they have gone through up there. No, it's actually the third, right? Third major move, correct?
Corporate
move.
We've gone from.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Glover Park. And
Glover
then,
Park. Downtown.
Then downtown.
And now and, back.
And now we're in Potomac. Seven Locks Road.
Rockville. And one other location downtown.
Two. Downtown and then another on TBD. Not TBD. Yet to be announced, so TBA, right?
That's
TBA.
Why Oscar sounds a little different, and he's there.
Well, they're not even going to hear that. They're not going to hear it on the post. So
that's wonderful. I don't know. I don't know how the show works. Actually, I do. But anywho, it's great to see you back after your not only Easter, but your birthday weekend. As far as April Fool's jokes, that was my second one, which was a half-hearted one. I didn't feel like doing it. I was debating, because my son is on spring break this week, I was debating about bringing in a ladder, having him hold a box above my head. I thought about flour to have dust and have him throw a box on me and I collapse to the floor and then there's just silence on my end and I let you two speculate. But I didn't think it was worth it.
I agree. I think I might be in the minority here, but I think April Fool's jokes at this point, or even in the world of like viral videos, they're all hacky.
Well, they are hacky. And then I really we participated. I was the victim of a few, Rob, right? Where like Shirley Hemphill comes to mind or something.
That was just a gag. I don't think
the one I will always be proud of though, and I got the reaction I wanted and I was happy and it was crafted because we ended up not doing it live. If we had done it live,
right,
I would have been screwed. We taped it because there was a kid involved. And when you taped it, you could give him direction. And once I gave this smart little man, I wish I remembered his name, direction, it was absolutely fantastic.
Corey Haim was the little boy.
I thought it was Timmy.
Little Timmy?
It was Kieran Culkin.
Roman's in.
This guy, this look at the promotion we called Tats for Tots.
Yep.
That was fun. That was
and
fun.
That was just so much fun. And the fun thing was not, the fun thing was doing it. Once the guy came in, I had a real tattoo artist that had a real tattoo gun that knew what to say with the, and you heard the,
yep.
You know, the little, and the kid's mom was in there. I think it was the kid's mom. Might have been a neighbor. I'm not sure.
I think it was the mom.
It's like a rent-a-kid or something. And they brought the kid in and we pulled it off and then we just sat back and played the tape and I watched the phones. And we had text. You know,
yeah,
text
it was instant feedback. Instant feedback was big
and
at that time, and it
the
was
culmination.
Rolling.
Somebody called the cops, and the cops arrived at the station. It was the best. And you heard this guy. I have no. I mean, didn't we say he was like 5 or 9? Was it 5?
I think it was like 8 or 9.
I think
just enough.
But
to
I think he was 8 or 9. But we said he was 5.
Okay, that makes sense.
And
that
so
follows.
When we first started doing it with him, he went, ow, ow, ow. I said, no, no, don't try. Pretend like you're trying to be brave.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real, and you're trying not to let it hurt. You're fighting that pain.
Because it was his choice.
And the kid was such a great actor. And once he did that, he sold it. And you heard him go, are you okay? Yeah. I'm okay. And it was, oh my God, I was so happy with it. And that's it. And then I don't think I've done one really since then. My mother loved April Fools, loved messing with the kids. And that's why I carry that tradition on with my wife when my son came out from his deep sleep on the first day of his vacation.
Saw his shadow.
And he has a seminar, not a seminar, but a. He was nominated by his science teacher to go to the University of Miami at the end of the school year. And so we're really proud. It's a very, very big honor. He and another really great student from his school will be doing a thing called Pathways to STEM, where they, I think I've talked about it before on the show, where they will go to Miami and they'll stay there for 4 days and they'll learn about forensics and they'll learn about space and one other, I forgot what the other one
partying.
Was. Partying. Exactly. And so it's just really, really cool. So he comes out today, and all I do is look over to Carla, and I give her a wink. And I said, did you tell him about the meeting yet? And you see his eyes get, like, wide.
Yeah.
You know, this is his first day of totally effing off, where he is just going to completely veg. He loves it. He loves it. That's what he likes to do. And more power to him, he works his ass off. And so I said, are we going to tell him about the meeting? And he said, no, I didn't tell him yet. Okay. Well, it's how long is it? And Carla, she nails it. I think it's about 4 hours. I said, yeah. So the pathways to STEM, you have your prep class for it today. And you just see him almost instantaneously going into full meltdown. Where it's like, what? I said, yeah, but it's not. It's going to be over. It's not really a class, but it should be kind of fun, maybe.
Kind of.
And he's like, well, and he's like ramping up into, and then we laid the April Fools on him. That's all it was.
April Fools.
I hate the music at the end of that. I hate the DJ music at the end of that. Dance, da 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 da. Hey, okay, all right, Diamond. Jesus.
I think it was
fake.
Makes it fun.
I do too, actually. I think it does make it fun. Robert got an email yesterday morning. One of the things, he was home for Easter and he had a paper due on Monday. And so he was going to have to work on it most of the day. And he got an email on Sunday morning that said, paper not due on Monday, now due on Wednesday. And he came down, he was so excited because it meant that he didn't have to work on it. And I said, any chance that's an April Fool's joke? And he stopped dead. And he says, oh, I would be salty.
Salty.
What's the paper
word
on? Do you know?
It was a reaction paper to a movie he had to watch, I think. Or something he had to read. It's a reaction paper.
Grueling.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what he does. He's wants to major in esports.
Wow.
Hey, that's a career in its own right. God
it
bless.
Is. It is. And they, you
be
know,
a movie
he's got
critic
the job
on the
there.
Show.
He's got the
esports.
He's running the social media for the esports team at WVU right now. He's doing a great job, getting paid for it. So proud
and
of
esports
him.
Is like gaming and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And it's getting to be a big deal among colleges. So he's on the ground floor.
Well, it's great to have the gang back together, and glad that the move was successful. Oscar, we really kind of didn't hear from you for the rest of the week after we saw you early in the week, and we got all information from Mac as to how your move was going.
It's still going. Still going.
It's still going? Okay.
Yes.
And, how was it? How is it? How is it?
This is what I've learned in the three separate corporate moves we've had of Podville. Each move has grown. I'll give you context. We went from roughly sub 2,000 square feet to then 7,000 square feet. And now we have 13,000 square feet.
How many square feet was the living room? Because that's really where it all begun.
Yes. The living room, I think, was 400 square feet, right?
Yeah.
And I'm saying it was
a big living room for an old house.
Yeah, it was big.
Yeah, it was.
It was big. Mm-hmm. So now we have 13,000 plus square feet. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of renovation done to the space in order to retrofit it and build out a few studios. And there's already some shells built out, which is fantastic. But it's a ton of work to make sure every office, everything is working correctly. And you're working on Easter weekend, right? The worst weekend to move because there's nobody to work except for like a handful of key team members. So I have my top five, if I may, five Podville team members from worst to first that
I
would
love
to rank.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
So when you were laying out your calendar,
yes,
and you were planning your move,
yeah,
did you know that this move was going to happen? With a lot of advance, this happened rather rapidly.
No, we knew for some time. We knew months in advance. We were just figuring out where the best place for us to move was going to be. We're negotiating with like six different leaseholders.
And if you were to just like a couple months ago say, you know, the last weekend in March, you're not going to think Easter. Easter fell so early this year.
I knew it was the last weekend in March, but I didn't think about Easter.
Yeah,
that was the last
either.
Thing I was
I
thinking
wouldn't
about.
Either. Yeah.
The last thing I was thinking about, because you could either do so. For anybody that hasn't done a corporate move in the past, you have to move after 6 p.m. during the weekdays, which then you go to double time for any corporate move costs, or the weekends, which is regular rate, which is fantastic.
And you're talking about of all the stuff that you have to haul over to the new location, how much of, because I heard Mac talking about a van, how much of the stuff was done by percentage, how much was done by professionals and how much was done by you? You know, I know you know how to get things done without spending a ton of money. How much was done by your regular team members?
Let's take a step back.
All right.
What do you think the lowest quote for our corporate move was near 7 months ago?
$1 million.
No, seriously, you've done this before. What do you think?
I haven't done a corporate move.
How about Oscar? How about $20,000?
Oh my God! It's like you're in the game. 19.7.
Oh, but I went over, so I lose.
Yes.
How many truckloads?
Four truckloads.
Big full moving trucks, or like
big full
box
moving trucks. Yeah, big full because we have oversized set pieces. Some of these pieces are really. Their insurance premiums are pretty high, so you have to be sensitive with them. Our servers, etc. Right?
Yeah.
So when I see 19.7,
the mileage though is minimal.
Yes.
Well, Mike, you're not doing it from Cincinnati. You're
but
moving
Mike,
a few miles down the road.
When I bought my house, remember my house is 1/10 of a mile from where I was renting. It across the street. You could see my house from where I was renting, but you still have to move everything. The distance that you travel is not. I thought we were going to be.
It
in
is
for
when
an
you
easy
add
move.
Up a long distance move, though, because
yeah, that's
if he
true.
Had
that's true.
If he because if, correct me if I'm wrong, if he had had to move further, it would have been a mileage charge as well, which would have added to the 19 yeah. grand.
That's why we don't yeah. have Podville Cincinnati.
Right.
So when I heard that, I went through line item and I said, what can we cut on this, at least to get it sub 10, right?
Right.
I think at the end of the day, we'll meet at, I was able to shave up, so we'll probably end up at 14. And a lot was because we're like, okay, we don't have to move the server, we'll move the server. We don't have to move some of these specialty monitors. We'll move the monitors. So just you're cutting down on the cost.
So is line. There like an elevated cost for super sensitive stuff like
yes.
that? Okay.
Yeah.
That makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if they break it, they buy it. Right.
Right. Right on.
And then on top of that, listen to this swerve. Do you all know what a COI is? A certificate of insurance.
Yeah.
So certificate of insurance needs to go to the building, both building holders. And we had secured one mover, which was, fantastic. We get multiple bids. And then his company would not clear the certificate of insurance for the downtown DC building, which I think was a minimum of $10 million that you had to be bonded for.
Why so much?
It's a trophy building. Things get broken or hurt. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he couldn't meet it. So he had to drop out. So we had to scramble to get a new mover, and he didn't tell us he couldn't meet the COI till the Monday of last week. Yeah.
Bad.
Welcome to owning a business, America. God bless you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now we're here, and they're moving. So the majority of the move will now happen to, well, not the majority. We have the majority of the move done. But the large cartoon size set pieces and like 98 inch screens, all that will start moving. 100 plus inch screens will start moving tonight. It's all staged at Podville now. Mm-hmm. It'll move after 6 p.m. tonight, and like a bunch of army worker ants, they'll get it in here.
So and then you're done?
Then we're done.
But then you have to set up on the other end.
Yeah.
But you said last week, or when I talked to you, you said that these big pieces that make yes. it expensive to move are also yes. make it easy to reconstruct.
Oh my God, make it so much easier to just, yeah, boop, you're good yeah. to go, right?
So
the hard work is done.
You were going to give rankings to the corporate move ranking.
Let me lay this out with people, right? Dan O'Brien, I'm not giving you the rankings. I'm
this
just
is no particular order right now.
Rob Ford, Shannon, my wife. We had Charlie, Bernie, and myself. So, and Mac. Oh, I'm sorry.
Mac, so that's six.
Let me drop Charlie, Bernie. I'll go okay. with Mac.
All right.
So, worst of the group. Worst. Mac.
Really?
Yes. Don't rebut yet, Mac. Don't rebut yet. fourth worst was, Dan O'Brien. Third best was my wife. Second
I knew
best
Rob Ford was going to be number one.
Was myself.
He's your,
Rob
he's your,
Ford,
he's your lover
number,
now.
Number one with a bullet. Number yes. one with a bullet. I love him.
All right.
Now, can I tell you why?
Yes, I wish you would.
Yes. Mac, while stayed the longest, complained the most, which is always fun.
What was his best complaint in your eyes?
He looked at me
most
on Friday.
Most notable, I should
he
say.
He looked at me on Friday and said his stomach hurt. And I said, we're all adults, Mac. You got to find a new gear. And I walked away.
He said you yelled at him a couple of times.
Yeah. If that's what you call yelling, I thought it was just, time to grow up.
I don't know what happened.
This
I,
is life.
Just,
he was yelling, Mac? I don't
he
think
was referencing
yelling.
It all week that you were yeah. yelling. You were. And then, by the way, we had a meeting like a week ago for this show
yeah.
where Shannon came to the meeting and said Oscar was in a mood. So that was at the very beginning
yes,
of
yes,
the move,
yeah.
and I knew right. things. That might have been right about the time, if the timing works out, that might have been right about the time you got the notice that your corporate mover
yeah.
wasn't
yeah.
able to do it.
I think now, it's very cute the way she referred to it, though, being in a mood.
Probably.
yeah.
Probably, because I remember looking up at the three movers that, always get three quotes.
Yeah.
And this one guy, he was so, he was too slick. But but and I had a gut. I was like, oh, I don't know. Like, it seems like too good to be true. It's just a little less than the other guy.
I don't like slick, Oscar. I don't like slick.
Yeah. So that's the guy that couldn't meet the COI. Let me tell you.
Hey, certificate of insurance.
Yeah.
Can't meet it, baby.
Can't meet it.
When now, they can't meet it, does that mean the size of the company can't cover, or the insurance company they have doesn't insure that company for that much money?
Oh, as I told the gentleman, I said, I don't know how you do business downtown. It seems to me that you said you moved multiple buildings in this zip code, because every building on this block, this is a minimum insurance that you must carry.
What did he say?
And he said, I goes, well, maybe we haven't done that block. We've done most things. And I said, well, sayonara, buddy. Sayonara. We got to move
on. That's what it is. Yeah.
Now, Rob, I see that you were not piping up. You're on Team Podville, and we didn't hear nearly a peep from you.
Right. You told me that you didn't want me there.
We had a discussion about it on show last week.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Didn't we put that on a short too?
Maybe
we put that on a short.
We could. Well,
I'm not sure. Well, you put the shorts out. I don't.
Well, I don't have.
Technically, he doesn't. Mac does.
Mac does. Did we have that on a short where Rob was talking about? I said, why didn't they ask you to join in?
It was
and Rob said something like, I think it was out of great respect.
It was a joke. It was part of the opening promo.
Leading over to me now, by the way, that level of respect. I'm getting very paranoid about that level of respect. I would have flown in easily if somebody asked me. No, that's not true. I wouldn't have flown up. But Mac, do you remember when we talked about that with Rob last week?
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't know Oscar was going to come in.
I don't remember telling Rob anything about we don't need you.
I said, can I come in? Do you want me to break down my office? Do you need anything? Do I need to take anything? And you said, no, I don't need anything.
Rob.
What?
You have 8 records in your office and everything else is Podville. I don't need you to come in to grab 8 records, but maybe come in to help the overall cause.
Well, I'm sorry that I didn't come in then. I was under the understanding you got it covered. You always have the impression, Oscar, with me, that in a situation like that, and this is not the joke about respect, is that I'm sometimes more of a detriment because I'm social.
But did you ever work at a moving company in the past? Did you ever move furniture?
I did, yeah.
That's the one time I could use your skills.
Well, hold on. Oh, in fairness to Rob, I think that, you know, if you want him, you ask for him, right?
Yeah, no, I agree.
You required Mac to be there, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're not paying anybody for the move, right? The after-hours move, are you?
They're all full-salaried employees.
They're salaried employees.
Outside of Rob Ford, none of them work over 40 hours a week, so God bless.
And to that, outside of the money, if you had raised a finger, I would have been there. I would have, absolutely.
You're right. I should know to ask you. So I get it.
Could you have used Rob in the move?
I could have. So Rob is right. He likes to talk a lot and hold court. So
the way I explained
it, detriment. Yes.
The way I explained it, Oscar, is that
you and I. He said that's why you didn't want him there. I mean, I said, how come you're not doing this? And I didn't realize.
I didn't ask him specifically to.
This is Rob. This is, and I have to agree here that this is where, sometimes you just say I'll be down and do it, but
the way I explained it on the show,
listen to that. He doesn't even you blow by that. Like, I'm not going to let that go.
Yes, Mike, you're right.
No, don't bust my balls because you're lazy.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you're right. But I was going to try to say something to Oscar that I think would land in this particular situation.
There's no
need
to be defensive. I think we are who we are.
And I like the way, I commit to 2024 for both of you MFers that I'm going to regain a little of my cachet on this show a little bit, So if you're concerned with Oscar, dissing you on this, don't give me the shit, okay?
I'm not giving you
the... And I mean that from the bottom of my... Well, really, okay? Because I could let you know right away what goes down with that, all right? Seriously. I mean, I had nothing to do with this other than fending off the things for TMOS this weekend. That's all I'm dealing with. That's what I care about. I'm not involved with Podville except for a tiny little interest.
I don't think anybody... no one was asking you, Mike. There's no way that we'd ever expect you.
No, I mean, I'm not up
there. Did Rob just say something?
No,
yeah,
Mike,
you can live here.
I didn't mean to gloss over your point. Your point is very valid. And
I root
true.
For you, and I'd love you to be more indispensable to Oscar up there by saying, "Hey, I'll be down there and diving right in."
But what I was
you indicated to me when we were on the show last week that you said because he doesn't. Because there's no, or you were joking about it or what? I didn't know that.
No, it was
he
true.
Might have expected you to be there.
Because the deal is that together, Oscar and I, if we're doing something, we work very well together.
Correct.
Because there's no one for me to be distracted by. But if I was down there with the full staff, it's just deep in my DNA. I would not only be slow myself, I would slow
others really bad. I'm really bad at doing a show on a regular basis. So, you know, I think I'm going to show up for 2 a week. It's literally what you just did.
It's not at all what I did.
It is what you just
not
did.
Not at
you
all
feel,
what I did.
You feel like you justify that by saying that I won't do a good job, so I'm not going to go.
Oscar pre my saying God. That, before I even said it, Oscar said the same thing.
Yeah, Rob.
That
Rob,
doesn't
fairness,
make it law. Do you think I believe everything comes out of his mouth all the time about me? If I did, I'd shoot myself.
In fairness, Rob, look, let's be honest, right?
Okay.
Let's when you said you need me to clean out my office.
Yeah.
That's what you asked me. And I said, there's 8 records, Rob. I'm sure we'll be okay.
Right.
So it was kind of like that same thing people do if you're ever working in an office, and most people don't, God bless you.
Right.
Where you're like in the middle of like basically a triage or a project, or you're near the finish line, and then somebody walks by your office and they've got their backpack on and they're like, "Do you need any help?" Well knowing that they don't want to fucking help you. Hmm. They weren't trying to help you. And when they wanted to help you and they could have stepped up, but they were hiding in their corner, you know, on TikTok or, Instagram Reels doing nothing, but they wanted the credit of asking you if they could do anything, and you know they can't, and they could have, and it's over and it's too late. You are doing the same thing, buddy.
Guilty as charged.
There it is.
I apologize. I mean, sorry. But I do say that if you had asked me or said, I would have been there.
Correct. And this is where
that's
I'm,
and that's fair to you.
That's fair. That is absolutely fair. I'm wrong, right? The only time I ever thought of you this weekend was when we were
just
all
like
there.
If Oscar had asked me, are we going to do a major corporate move while we're launching a new platform? I might have said there might be a better new time to do it. See, we all bust each other's balls, people. It goes every way. It goes in every direction. That's how it works.
Yes.
Yeah, but there is a pecking order. That's the unfortunate side of life at the moment, right? Where at the end of the day,
you mean, is that what Podville being more important than TMOS? I'm aware of that. I don't want to hear that. That's not what I need to hear today. Mm-hmm. I need to hear that we are ever forward, and 2024 is going to be the best thing in the world.
I think the numbers dictate that.
I'm excited. Like I said that to Carla an hour ago.
I said what was going to happen is happening.
Yeah.
Last year.
I'm excited.
We're gonna build True. This. This is the strategy. This is what's gonna happen. It's happening.
And we had
so
to
thank
talk
you
about
to the
it
wonderful
last
listeners.
Week during the we have in the last month or so been very aware of what's going on. And for people that are listening to this show right now, there are, as you can tell by listening to this discussion, there are a ton of moving parts.
Yes.
And it never stops where we're trying to fix if there is a problem. It should be emphasized, even with the Podville situation, you know, you're not dealing with 500,000 people that are, you know, and you're not dealing with unlimited resources. So things have to be done a certain way. And sometimes it happens.
I wanted to save $7,000. So,
and like, I, you know, if anybody,
you got to move.
And your business partner, Charlie Burney, would probably tip the cap to you doing that.
Yeah.
And all hands on deck. We make allowances for everything on this show. And there are lots of moving parts. And Rob Spiewak, I can bust your chops on that. But I have to say this, Oscar. You weren't here last week. And I think it's some of the best shows we've ever done, just you and me, Rob. I think you stepped up last week. And it was seamless, and it's the first time in a long time. It just, and I know that while Oscar's doing a move, you're doing the behind the scenes, laying out stuff to get the platform done and all that. And as I told you, there's only one thing. I just don't want your head to explode. That's all. I want everybody
my
to
head?
Be your
yeah.
head.
Oh, Rob's
I
head.
Worry. Your head.
No, if your head exploded, it would kill you. If my head exploded, it would take out
others. Because I don't even have to ask you. You probably worked all day on your birthday, which was Saturday. Mm-hmm. And you worked all day on Easter Sunday. Did you have any birthday fun or any Easter fun at all?
My parents and I, they took me to Sol Azteca in Olney, Maryland.
Oh, your mom sounds loves expensive. That place.
What's expensive these days? I'm happy if we walk out of a four-person dinner and it's less than $400. Sol Azteca.
That's the reality of the world.
Yeah.
Sol Azteca was $250. I paid the bill because my dad... wasn't fast enough. He usually pays for everything, and he got so upset because it was my birthday dinner. I was like, Dad, like, you know, I know you're not Crocodile Arms. I love you, but this is just something that I could do. Like, it was just quickly, we're good to go. You know, you're not cheap. I know it. We're good.
My dad had a brother that would
T-Rex arms.
I mean. Yeah, my dad had a brother that would always have to go to the bathroom when the check came.
It's so obvious too.
I know, right? Yeah, exactly.
My buddy Andy, who is I probably shouldn't. Okay, well, whatever. My buddy Andy,
yeah,
who hangs out with Carla's mom occasionally, is to a fault generous, and it. How did he get me? I got so tired of him doing this, picking up checks that. The mistake I made is that I went to the server, got up in the middle of dinner, and I said to the server, please make sure that I get the check at the end of the dinner. And the guy said to me, the gentleman at the table is already taking care of that. And I went over, I said, what the F? You know, what are you doing here? It's really, the best move like that was, I told this on the air, where my daughter's beau, Connor.
Yeah.
And I leaned over to him and I said, listen, pay the check for Kathy and Paul and all of us at the table and I'll reimburse you when we get home. And then he does that and it goes over really, really well. And I had a few adult beverages and we're walking in the house. I said, Connor, you got a lot of credit for that. And that's why I'm not going to reimburse you for that. Sorry, man. Funny. Man up every that's now and funny. Then.
Yeah.
Well, if you're not engaged, at least pay for dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. The first time I met Julia's boyfriend.
Hold on a second. That's a good rule because on the finger, rules change a little bit. Kind of becomes family, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Absolutely.
The first time I met Julia's boyfriend Jack, and they're still together for almost 2 years. So congratulations. We went out to dinner, and I did the thing where I spoke to the server. I said, I think he's probably going to try to pay. So here, I want to go ahead and get in. And so I paid for everything, and not a word was said.
So funny. You guys, I think I can roll you. I don't know if this is time for the – we can do it tomorrow. But I think I can – in my current configuration, I could give you –
Oh, a tour?
When we come back.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Oh, there it is. Oh, so it's got a... Oh my God. So you have tripled or doubled your space?
We have... It's a double. Double.
And
burn,
the amazing
double.
Thing, Mike, that's just Oscar's office.
Are you going to... Can you pan over just one more time? Can you just do a little bit? Because I want it... Right. Go. Right there. Now, there is a... Whose office is that going to be?
Charlie.
Okay, and whose office is right next to him?
TBD. And then you got Rob Ford and Mac.
Okay.
And then
are you
going to
have a decent, are you
going to
have a corner office, buddy?
Oh, do you want to see my office? I'll take you to
see your office.
Take me to your office. Let me take you to the leader.
I swear to God, that looks like you need to bring
me. Let me take you from the front first. Just
like
as you walk.
Oh, good. This is fun.
Yay.
Rob, are you surprised at how big it is?
They told me it was big. I didn't think I was going to have to bring roller skates.
It's
huge.
You got the sign up already, I see.
So we got the sign up and running, a lot going on.
Rob, how far are you going to be from Podville now?
About this, I think it's going to be roughly the same, about 40 miles.
Hold on. Under right 40 miles. You're closer.
You're much closer. And if it's in where he said it is.
Well, it depends on how I get there. If I were to take the Beltway, it would
be
about the same.
Have you ever mapped it out is the question. You're like, no, I'll never go there. We're fine. Okay, so this is the lobby when you walk in. So when you walk in, there's the conference room. We still got to get the signage up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you walk by here.
It's like the worst horror movie ever.
And then there's the guys are working there. You can see that we have some makeshift edit bays.
Yeah.
Right. And then we got a bunch of chairs coming in from the movers. Mac is actually in that room right now. That's a studio.
With the door? With the door shut?
Yeah, with the door shut. There, you see him? You see him?
When will you let him
come up to the window? Come up to the window.
I can see him. I can see him, Oscar.
Okay, great, great.
Yeah,
great.
We got him. We got him. There he is.
Oh, he's going to do the elevator. There you go.
See? There we go. Pretty good sight gag.
The server room.
Beautiful.
And then let me go all the way back here. Hold on a second. Oh, okay. How you doing, Herman? The guys are already working. They're building out the second studio as we speak. Awesome. They've laid out the clean room where they're going to murder somebody.
So cool.
And then
is the is that wood background? Is that yours or is that was that?
No, that was
the space?
There was some corporate firm here, but we're gonna use it. So it's there.
Yeah.
And that's
not bad. That kind of looks very Podville-esque when you were doing it.
Yeah, we liked that. I was like, it fits here. You can see some of the offices are getting set up.
Yeah.
And then
I stand corrected, by the way, it's 35 miles away. So it is
35.
It's significantly closer.
Okay.
I think it was on his mind as we were talking. Were you doing it as we were talking?
No chance.
Well, sure. Yeah.
All right. Let me turn on the light real quick. Hold on. Here we go.
This is crazy. He's just picking up his computer and walking around. Then he's
that's
in the
neat.
Shot. Yeah. He's back out of the shot.
Ready? Ba, ba, ba. There are my transformers in the corner. Whiteboard.
So you're all set up.
I'm all set up. And then I got my big picture here.
What a beautiful view.
Everybody put in,
yeah,
right?
It is great. Can we see the view, Oscar?
It's really foggy right now. So, but.
Well, yeah, we got thunderstorms coming through the district, Mike.
Up.
Maybe right here. You see it?
I don't know.
Is that a cemetery?
No, it's not a cemetery.
Okay. Oh, there we are. Okay.
That's a little nicer than seeing the 7-Eleven at your window, Oscar.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, or the unhoused population.
Yeah.
Now, how close is old Charlie to the digs?
Charlie's all the way at the other corner of this.
No, as far as like as far as home.
You know? Chevy Chase, like what,
he's
20 minutes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now,
all right, we'll get back to your spot.
Yeah, I'm going.
I like it. It looks.
I do too.
It's massive. It really is. Do you like it enough to go and do the show from there?
I like it enough to visit.
That's so funny, but so accurate.
And I will. Maybe I'll show up with some muffins.
I've done the math. It's 75 extra miles for me to get there.
Well, you know what's great is that now that the HQ is here, I really feel like I was like, I wonder if more people are going to come in. We're probably going to hire new people that will come in.
Right.
Simply because we need people to come in. Not to say that you're not going to continue working her up, but I think we have a higher probability of getting people to come in because we're on the Rockville Potomac line.
You're on the burbs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a.
So traffic's not going to be crazy, right?
You know what? That's great, though. And, you know, we won't get into the weeds as far as. You know, the move and all that, because that's nobody wants to hear about that. But congratulations the new move and one and soon to be two locations downtown as Podville expands.
Yes. Do you know who came by on Friday?
Who's that?
In the middle of all this? Donnie Simpson.
Donnie Simpson.
Yes. He lives in that area. We're on the phone. I was like, I think we're down the street. He goes, really? And he was here in 8 minutes. I was like, this is crazy.
That's funny.
Just popped in. I hadn't seen him what it seemed like in person roughly, you know, 6 months.
Wow. And then he dropped the bomb on you, which was, hey, man, I own the building. There you go. We have to take a break. I own the entire complex, actually.
You have to get those checks in time, don't you, Donnie?
There you go. Absolutely, man. Yeah, make sure rent's on time. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we got the round table. The gang's all here. Look at that that time. That's what happens when the three principals are on this show. You know what that clock does? Let's talk about our friends at Legacy Box. Just like us. Just like us. You're going to love it. Spring cleaning is upon us, but there is one meaningful box you don't throw away when cleaning out your closet. It's the box filled with your family's videotapes and photos. Preserve them for eternity. Legacy Box makes it easy. Load your Legacy Box with your old tapes, film, and pictures, and send it back. You'll get it back on a thumb drive or on the cloud, ready to watch and easy to share. It's so simple, it's like magic. Preserving your family's heritage is the only way to ensure your legacy is safe for generations. Join over 1 million families that have trusted Legacy Box. Don't wait. It's simple, affordable, and they take care of everything. Thanks to Legacy Box, I can visit with my mom and dad anytime I please. It's the best. Remember, check protecting your memories off your spring cleaning to-do list with Legacy Box. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS to shop their $9 tape sale. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS to unlock this incredible offer, people. Go ahead, Rob. All right, everybody.
Kraken's got his own office now.
Some not terribly sharp folks freaked out on President Biden yesterday after he recognized the International Transgender Day of Visibility. I saw this. It was all over my feed. And he did it on Easter Sunday. Well, apparently people went nuts. Caitlyn Jenner. Now, this is strange to me.
Mm-hmm.
She said, quote, "I am absolutely disgusted that Joe Biden has declared the most holy of holy days, a self-proclaimed devout Catholic, as Transgender Day of Visibility." Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene said, quote, "There is no length Biden and the Democrats won't go to mock your faith and to thumb his nose at God." Here's the thing. Transgender Day of Visibility was established in 2009. Mm-hmm. Biden had nothing to do with it. That's long before Biden was president. Yeah. And it wasn't even a government thing. It was started by a trans activist. Also, it's always on March 31st.
Easter's fact. A floating day. It happened to land on the same day.
Easter does not land on the same day. Easter is celebrated on the first Sunday after the first full moon after the vernal equinox.
And that's religion.
That should tell you everything.
Exactly. It changes every year. The two events just happen to line up this year. So the idea that this is some sort of a Jesus-hating move by Biden plays well with a certain base of people that don't care about facts, but it's laughable. And both of these brainiacs could have spared themselves the embarrassment with like 30 seconds of research. They would have found out that it's not him. Last but not least, is there such a thing as a self-hating trans person? Because Caitlyn Jenner might be one.
I
don't understand
me.
How you would say that. If you're trans so and you're saying celebrating trans people on
you
Easter
is disgusting.
You got to
pick one, I think. I mean, freedom of speech, freedom of gender, freedom of religion.
Yeah.
Let's choose how and why. And how about this? If we use our facts, then there is no conflict.
Literally.
Here's what I know. If Biden really loved Jesus, he'd put out a Bible.
There you go. By the way, SNL, I know you still watch it every week.
So great. That opening
probably
sketch was amazing.
He has a way of saying, I love Biden. Yeah, he does that. Yeah. I mean, he studies him. What's the guy?
James
to know
Austin Johnson.
Thank you for that. James Austin Johnson does
And his impression evolves as the president has evolved.
It does. I love Bibles.
I didn't realize that the Bible not only has an American flag embossed on its Made in America cover. Do you know that this Bible is the King James edition of the Bible? That's fine. But it also includes the Pledge of Allegiance and the lyrics to God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood the Bible. And I told Carrie, I said, if I didn't think the money would go to the wrong place to support things that I'm against, I want to get one of these Bibles as a collector's item to show my grandkids to say, do you see what was going on back then? I mean, do you think if I were to buy it, it would be would it be anti-productive for me to purchase one just to have it as an example? Because it's a horrifying thing.
I think if you wanted to keep it as a collectible, I think your motivations are pure. And I think that would be, I would love to see it on the show. Okay. It's funny. I really love to see it.
Put it next to your World War II memorabilia.
There you go. It would fit perfectly nicely on that.
That celebrates Americana.
Amen. That's fantastic. Patricia Richardson is not interested in a home improvement reunion. She was the wife, I think.
Yes.
Tim Allen has talked about doing one.
He's a problem, by the way.
According to Patricia, he's, quote, kind of lying to people by saying that everyone is on board. I guess she doesn't like the dude. She says Zachary Ty Bryan is a felon.
That's right. I forgot that.
Taryn Noah Smith hasn't acted since the show ended, and Jonathan Taylor Thomas would rather be a writer and director now. Plus, Earl Hinman, that was the neighbor you never saw?
Yeah, right? Over the fence.
He played the neighbor. He died in 2003. She says Tim has never approached her or JTT about the possibility of a reunion.
Well, the problem with Jonathan Taylor Thomas, he was a kiddie heartthrob, and now he looks really, really weird.
Why, he's writing and directing.
Yeah, that's what happens. And I don't think that Heaton and her and he ever really got along.
Not Heaton.
Not a lot of people say.
It's not Patricia Heaton.
Well, the same in my eyes. Richardson.
Same time frame for that show. Right?
I don't think I've ever heard a lot of good stuff about Tim Allen. You know, he just doesn't have a reputation of being a good guy. Santa Claus, though.
Yeah, the Santa Claus.
Uh-huh.
All right, moving right along. Happy 20th birthday to Gmail. Google announced it on April 1st, 2004, and people initially thought it was an April Fool's joke. Google already had a history of pranking people on April Fool's Day. In 2000, they posted a spinning wheel and said if you shared it while thinking of a search term, Google could find it instead. Error messages popped up with things like, try again after removing hat, glasses, and shoes.
That's great.
Just having some fun out in Silicon Valley, baby. Yeah,
20 years ago, I was an intern at WHFS, at WVU. And I remember sitting with the morning show host at that time. It was a morning crash with Gina Crash, also a WVU alum. And she wanted to take listener mail. And she asked me to find out if she could buy Gmail on, a URL when URLs were available.
Yeah.
And I logged in. This is 20 years ago, and looking at it, and it said, Google bought this like 8 years ago.
Right.
This is 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow. I said, what the F would Google do with Gmail?
Exactly. Now it's the gold standard.
They have it all.
It's really amazing. People thought the Gmail announcement was fake. It was enough to save over 13,000 emails when sites like Yahoo only had enough space to keep 50. Plus, it made email truly searchable for the first time. 20 years later, are you ready for the numbers? There are roughly 1.8 billion active Gmail accounts.
Have you ever paid for the additional storage?
I should, because I think it does, but I mean,
haven't.
For like $2 a month, it's pretty impressive where you can keep all your attachments.
Yeah. I'm still working on, I had a story about it, cleaning out the cache, because I really do want to do that. Yeah. And there's a way of doing it that's efficient.
But you're naked without cash.
I'm naked without cash.
Strong, yeah. Oscar. Yeah, good work. Yeah,
yeah, got a little cash this weekend.
Yeah.
Nice.
Do you know, Oscar?
Pick a good partner.
Gina Crash wasn't the first person to try to buy Gmail. Liddy tried to buy it.
John, get me government mail. It's not government. I don't want it anymore. Some people have an unspoken rule where they only do an online gift registry for someone once. So there's no gift when that person is on their second, third, or eighth wedding. But there's something else to consider. There may be a new trend. Oh, I missed this one. There may be a new trend of people posting an online registry for their divorce.
Mike, you could be a billionaire.
By now, I would have been. The idea is that people can be financially vulnerable at the time of a split, and there's a good chance that they'll only have half of their stuff.
No.
Yeah. I registered for antidepressants.
Tools, furnishings, other everyday supplies.
If you're sad, though, is that really happiness?
It helps. Things help. It's good to have
I would
things.
Probably be absolutely mortified if people bought me stuff for my
Well, Mike, you wouldn't divorce. Be if you registered. Because if you registered, you're taking the first step.
And it's also easier for them.
Yeah. Registry's easy now.
I think probably cash would have been appropriate.
You could always return the gift.
Just cash.
That's right. Gift cards.
Well, some people think it's a great idea and argue that even more helpful than providing newly married couples with stuff, since they may already have two versions of things. like coffee makers and couches for their previous homes. But others are not fans. Some say they've already supported the marriage and the pregnancies, and if it doesn't work out, that's the purpose of spousal support. Okay, it's just a joke.
Oh, I think
I'm really sorry that your life is ending. Here's a tote bag.
Here's a lovely tote bag for you.
Here's an AMC ticket for one gift certificate.
Go enjoy Godzilla.
All this registry stuff doesn't matter, you know? I'd like to see some laws changed.
Here, here.
But it's the ship has sailed now, so it doesn't really matter.
Doesn't mean it's not wrong, Mike. You've got to stay in there and fight the good fight. I'm going to put that in my Trump Bible.
That's new rules. Yeah. The Trump Bible. And at the back it says 50-50 split productions.
God bless the USA.
Underlined by happened 50, at the height of your earning power.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Twice.
And that's is that pre-tax or post-tax?
There are tax benefits. There are.
But not enough to justify the divorce.
Not these.
Depending on your earning power, I imagine.
It softens the blow, I imagine. Yeah.
Well, it was a very aggressive, legal situation on two counts, on both of them. And on my end, it's just like, well, kind of comes with the territory. Thanks, counselor. That's what I got. Thanks, Doug. Anyway, finally, did that slip out? I'm so sorry.
It happens.
I really didn't mean to do that. Workers for an internet service provider came to the assistance of, I got to do my local news voice.
Okay.
Workers from an internet service provider came to the assistance of animal control officers in New Jersey when a cat became stranded on some utility wires. Newton Animal Control said residents reported a cat stranded high up in some utility wires in Hardwick and were concerned that it was about to start raining.
My idea
is electricity and rain don't mix.
And I'll tell you something else. Cats don't like water.
The workers used a bucket truck. A bucket truck.
What kind of truck?
A bucket truck.
Great.
Safely plucked the feline from its perch. After safely grabbing a very scared cat, they brought him down to me, and he was contained, said an animal control officer on Facebook. The cat, meanwhile, hissed at everyone there, coughed up a furball, and licked itself. Thank you very much. Cats don't care when you save them.
In the bucket truck.
In the bucket
truck. They're indifferent.
Yes. Yeah. I would have kind of root for the rain in that situation. That's terrible. I didn't say that. Did I say that?
I would have used the cat to change some laws.
Right. You know, though, laws that split it up. By the way, before we go to commercials, I have to say this. You know what the cat said when they got it out of the bucket truck?
What?
I got nowhere else to go!
Oh, my God. Oh, sorry. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Barry Show. You didn't go anywhere. You don't have to choose between hair growth and your health. Nutrafol's drug-free, whole-body approach promotes hair growth from within. Take their hair wellness quiz at Nutrafol.com/men for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. You can purchase it online with no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. You'll see results in 3 to 6 months. Thanks to Nutrafol, our guy Oscar is seeing thicker hair.
Look at him.
He's got everywhere. The hair on display. I mean, it's really like on display today.
Full poofy bouffant.
And, do it. You're welcome, ladies and guys,
too.
Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code TMOS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code TMOS. Anybody ready for a little conjoined fun?
Oh, yes. Ooh. Mike, absolutely.
We have been perhaps multiple radio people over the years, and perhaps society in general, fascinated with conjoined twins back in the day known as Siamese twins.
Can't say that anymore. Yeah.
You can't do that. I don't know why you can't say that
anymore. Who says we can't? You can't?
Well, it diminishes them because it's based on the phrase, because they're the first famous conjoined twins were circus performers. Chang and Ang Bunker, I think, were their names, and they worked with...
How do you retain that? Chang and Ang Bunker?
I believe that was their name.
Put them in Archie's house back with All in the Family? They were the Bunkers.
Oh, Archie, these guys are stuck together.
Edith, the twins are coming up the stairs. Better put out another plate and a half.
We only need one more chair, Archie.
God. So you have
chairs,
but they came from Siam, which was what it was called then, and that's how the phrase came to be. They toured
This is what he knows. This
where's
is
Siam?
Fantastic.
Siam is
Thailand now.
Is now Thailand? Yeah. And
so
it was,
would you call them
Taiwanese twins? Maybe
Taiwanese twins.
Well, they're called conjoined twins.
There's identical twins, right?
Right. That's not the same.
And then there's
fraternal twins.
And then Thailand twins.
Do I have what, Mike?
The March of the Trillion the King and I.
No, I don't have that. I'm sorry. Medical term for what their condition is called dicephalous conjoined twins. And they share, different organs.
We're going medical.
So we're going to go medical with conjoined twins. And Mike, P.T. Barnum is the one who put the Bunkers in the public eye, so you know. I read last week that Abby and Brittany Hensel, they're very notable conjoined twins. Abby got married.
Exciting.
Yeah, but that leaves Brittany single. And they're together all the time. They share a torso, a bloodstream, and all organs below the waist. So the fact that they were married is kind of begs some thought, I think. Because
why? It's so much easier.
Well, I know.
If one of you are bored with a guy, then the other one gets engaged. You tag them in.
But the other one's not married. They're two separate people.
I get
people.
It, but look,
what's
we all...
name?
Hensel, H-E-N-S-E-L.
Like, for example, Mac's best friend, if I'm not mistaken, is now engaged, right? Do you think when his fiance and Mac go to the movies together now, she's always talking to her fiance? No, you get tagged someone in, Mac goes in, he's pretty, I think on zone 1-to-1, he's cordial and thoughtful.
Perhaps you're right.
Okay. Would you like to hear the March of the Children?
Wait.
Please.
Royal princes and princesses.
It's Yul Brynner.
One of the best pieces of Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Yes, good score.
One of the greatest. And he has, the King of Siam has a million kids, and they all come marching in. And it's one of the cutest things in the movie you will ever see.
What movie is this from?
And it's child after child after child. The King and I. Fantastic. Anyway, I'm sorry, that's me.
More Yul Brynner in the past 48 hours because I got that and the Ten Commandments.
Yes. So, how was that? That was fantastic.
Oh, you know what? I found out that was Yul Brynner's favorite movie that he ever made.
Really?
I did not know that. Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
But seeing that these conjoined twins married, Mike, made me think about the time that we found conjoined twins that lived in Pennsylvania, and we actually sent a car for them and brought them in studio. Do you remember their names?
Lori and Dory.
Yes, exactly right. Now, Dory eventually became a country singer and changed her name to Reba. And now this
can
is
I
the
say
fact-
this though? They were pretty amazing.
The they way were.
they negotiated their life. It shows you the human condition, that no matter what adversity a person can face, you just march on. And they were, you know, they were living with it and dealing with a very difficult situation.
They are now 62 years old and the oldest conjoined twins in America. These are the ones we met. And I found out that recently, Dori Van Riba has transformed herself into a trans man country singer. And she calls herself now George Chappelle. And she's performing as a country singer. And this I didn't know. Lori, the other sister, is a trophy winning bowler. So they're getting it done. And I can't imagine.
How do they? Oh, well, they share a body. It's just two heads, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I think they had two legs.
For people that say they can't do anything or they can't find a woman or a guy, you know, get in line. These people are getting it done.
Exactly. So that's
the bowling. I'd like to see the bowling.
Are they not? You don't have any conjoined twins in your league?
Not that I'm aware of.
You probably would know.
Right.
Oh, and also the ones that we talked about that got married. Abby is so excited because the husband was previously married and brought her a stepchild. So she, for the first time, is enjoying
being a stepmom.
Motherhood, yes.
Mm-hmm. Good.
That's cool.
Congrats.
And so vast strides made in separating, too, right? But in many cases, you can't do it because it would be fatal.
Right.
Or you would have to kill one of the twins.
Yeah, and I don't know how you would determine which one you want to kill.
This took a swerve.
Sorry about that. I'm sorry. I you know, it's a difficult subject, Oscar.
We're all like, yeah, they're getting it done. You know what? Nothing can stop them. Or you can kill one of them and live a better life. I don't know.
I don't know. They never separated Chang and Eng Bunker, Mike. Never did.
But I mean, like, what?
They'd have to pay for HOV.
Hey.
Hey.
Didn't they separate those kids that were joined at the head?
Uh-huh.
And successfully?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And they
wasn't that Ben Carson that did that or something?
I believe it is. And they each got Trump Bibles when they healed. And now they can sing God Bless the USA.
That's awesome. That is fantastic.
So that's what's going on in the world of conjoinery, Mike. Back to you.
That's wonderful. Thank you. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, it was a big weekend. Besides just the birthday, it was Easter and lots of fun.
Do we have to double up on spots?
No. Do we?
No.
No.
We can separate them without killing them?
Oh.
He was
what
big
is the
funny.
Matter with you?
He was big funny.
You quit it.
Got me confused there. If you ever get me where I have my, you know, where I've lost my place in the show, that makes me freak out. Hey, let's talk about our friends at Legacy Box.
Love them.
Just like us, you're going to love it.
It's electric e-bike, though.
Sorry about that. I went back to the beginning. I'm terribly sorry.
We doubled it up.
We did double up. I messed it up.
Those spots share a bloodstream, Oscar.
I don't know.
Did you know that?
To the beginning.
No, I'm going to. I got an electric e-bike. Mac, you can drive it over here. Right there.
What's wrong?
Don't let Mac drive it. He'll kill himself.
Never goes
backward.
He'll
be fine in here.
Oscar loves his electric e-bike.
Yeah.
Listen, Peter Cottontail, hop, hop, hopping down Pennsylvania Avenue, you idiot. We're all looking forward to seeing Oscar on his electric e-bike. Oscar, you love it, right? Yeah. Are you going to ride it out to the new digs?
I love it so much. We brought one out here.
To negotiate campus.
Yeah, to find out what's going on campus. This guy, look, Mac's bringing it out right now. I'm just going to pan over for you video.
Oh, could you conceivably ride it around the office?
Yes, of course. I have mapped it out. Mac, why don't you get out behind the pillar? You're going to see him just roll by in 2 seconds. Look at
here
this
he
kid.
Comes. Oh, my God.
There it is.
We're actually, this is the best electric e-bike commercial we've ever
look
seen. There
guy.
He
look
is.
Look at this guy. There he is. There he is.
All right. Can you go any slower on that, Mac? There you go.
Boy, he hasn't turned it on. He's just riding it.
Now,
I didn't know that Mac could ride a bike.
Does he know how to turn it on?
He has not been taught, Mike. He has not been taught.
Ah, darn it. Maybe next time?
Yeah.
Well, they'll see everything's going to be moved in shortly.
We'll race them.
Do you know how to turn it on?
Yeah, I'm not going to run out across. That's so far away right now.
It's a mile away.
Anyway, electric e-bikes, what we're talking about. Go to electricebikes.com to learn more about their wide selection of e-bikes that start at just $799. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. It has durable features and accessories for added safety, convenience, and control. You can save on gas, parking, and maintenance. And financing starts as low as $49 per month. That's it. Plus, electric e-bikes fold up, ship free, and come pre-assembled and pre-charged. You'll be on the road in no time, and it goes 150 miles on one charge. Zang! Explore 2024 with electric e-bikes, the most accessible and adventurous e-bikes ever. Visit electricebikes.com to learn more, and be sure to mention that the Mike O'Mara Show sent you in the post-checkout survey.
Do
it. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. And we thank you.
You can ride it here. There are enough trails to get here from Georgetown.
So you had the lovely dinner out at a Mexican restaurant on Saturday night. And did you work all day on Easter Sunday?
Yeah. Well, this is funny. For me, I looked at Shannon and I was like, look, we can either go to church with my parents and they're not asking us, or we could just get this grind together and probably shave off another $4,000 on this move. And she looked at me, she goes, we should probably go to church. I said, no, we're not. God will understand.
Yes.
And then we got right back on it, and it was a full day. It was a full day. I didn't get home probably till 1 a.m. Done this morning. So, but the hard work is over. I'm happy this is done. The corporate
You sound upbeat, which I didn't know what to get from you because
life's
heard from you over the weekend. I have to say that right around the corner from where we are here is a church called Our Lady of Light. And I'm aware, and I was aware forever. I think Rob and I talked about it last week about my mom used to refer to them as Easter Catholics.
Yes.
For whatever reason, it rivals, if not blows Christmas out of the water as far as attendance at church services.
Yeah.
Easter
Sunday. Because Easter is not as busy of a season as Christmas.
It's truly, I have never, ever seen that. You boys have both been down here. You know that parkway that goes outside of my community. And it's really the next road, two roads up from where I am. And it was backed up to the second community over, which is about a mile, maybe a mile and a half, and then 2 miles in the other direction, where it had actually stopped traffic on both sides. I do not know in a million years how they were even able to get that many people into a church. Everybody that goes to services on a regular basis knows what I'm talking about, that the Easter service is the most blow you out of the water service. Now, your mom and dad, do they go to a Catholic mass? Is that where they go?
Yes, yes. St. Catherine's.
Is it nuts at St. Catherine's on a day like this?
Yeah, this is probably the third Easter I've missed my family. Now, mind you, they came and visited us, which was nice. So we got to spend a little time with them. But I've two things I was not prepared for. One, and I just forgot. Is how nicely, like, your Easter best, right? Your whatever they call it.
Sure, you dress up. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So, full suit, dress. And I hadn't seen my mom dressed up like that. She gets older in some time. So,
she wore a hat?
Yeah, she's got everything. Like, this is, And then you also saw outside of the window downtown, we just saw everybody dressed up. Beautiful. Even in Georgetown, it's nice because all the churches. You see these families in like little suits walking around.
Oh, it's all over the place yesterday.
Yeah, just wonderful.
Well, it's a great family holiday. It really is.
It's a nice holiday.
It's
and I thought of you guys actually, the O'Maras, because I know Easter's a big deal in your household.
Not this year.
So, no, I thought you go to the club on a regular basis.
Yeah, we pulled out of that this year.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm. Carla's been slaying the dragon and was so exhausted and I completely
but you got the boy some candy. He didn't have to find anything, right?
So we are at the he's off today. I don't think you can hear this. Carla does the Easter basket for him, does a great job.
That's
sweet. He said, I'm one down, I'm one short. And there are not many more holidays where he's going to be a little bitty. And
he doesn't believe in the bunny, does he?
No, I don't think so.
No.
I think they stopped doing that.
Why do you have to whisper then?
Because I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe I shouldn't.
It makes it more intriguing. I think it makes it more intriguing for the listener.
I thought I was missing something. I didn't know.
Carla, we're at the Publix, which, by the way, my early signs of dementia, as Carla likes to point out, I call the Publix down here Giant. And I do it regularly.
No, that's a normal thing. Yeah. That is absolutely normal. I call Safeway Giant all the time because I grew up with Giant.
I call it the same.
That's not dementia. That's just all like. Right.
Is it dementia if you call your dog Robert? Because I do that.
Rob,
all
you've
the time.
Had some health scares, so we can understand that. Don't let that bother you.
At least I correct myself. I catch it, but it happens always.
Robert.
Come here, Rob. Damn it, Linus.
Robert. So Carla figures she's one short of getting him just something special.
Sure.
There's always a little thing. It's nothing expensive.
That's sweet, though.
And
yeah.
She says to me, as we approach the we're getting food to cook for Easter mm-hmm. Sunday. Getting mm-hmm. a little flank steak, which
nice.
We're going to cook. And she says to me, I said, what do you want me to do? She said, just go find him something. There's some Easter stuff. Just find him anything. And I walk like three checkout lanes down, and I look on the display, and they got these weird looking giant pillows that are like Easter bunnies. Really super oversized. But it looks like a bunny, right? It looks like a bunny, but it's like a pillow. And the kids
Julia
love them,
loves
these
that
things.
Stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
They love
yeah.
those things. And man, oh man, home run. But you know what hasn't changed?
What?
The rally time. We stayed up late on Saturday, and the rally time was 5:30 in the morning.
Well,
and
did
then,
you think you were going to sunrise service?
I don't know what the hell it was, but I figure Christmas he gets up early. He slept later on Christmas than he did on Easter Sunday morning. And then the dog, by the way, maybe tomorrow we can get into the dog. There's dog news.
Oh, no.
It's nothing bad. And then the dog now knows that I am the mark, that I'm the easy one. So we go back to sleep after he opens his peeps. And then we crawl back in. I go back, and I never am able to go back to sleep. I go 5:45, 6 o'clock. I go deep. I go into a beautiful second round. I could have maybe, and I mean this, gone till 8 or 8:30. I might have been able to do that.
Yeah.
And then I get the this sound. And it's right next to my face. And he's looking at me.
He's got a lot
like,
of lips. Yeah.
He's looking at me going, I got to pee. I don't know why you're sleeping. I got to pee. Yeah. And
come
so
on, bro.
I'm still in a state of dragdom. But other than that, I didn't shower on Easter. I didn't do anything except throw the baseball with my kid.
Did you miss it?
Steak.
Did you
yes.
miss?
Yes. Aww. When you don't, here's the reason. All right. You think holidays, hassle, why do anything, blah, blah, blah. When you don't do it, it's a commitment. And it makes you feel nostalgic.
I felt a little guilty yesterday, especially when I saw my parents dressed up. I'm like,
you got to go for it. You got to do it. That's the way it goes.
Yeah. All I did was I slept in a cave. And then in the morning, the kids rolled the stone aside and I came out and I made eggs.
It was very exciting.
It was very nice.
You still got that styrofoam fake tomb?
Mike, it's rock. It's heavy.
Rob comes out in his robes. And it's not like he has a shortage of sandals, right? I mean, that doesn't.
Yeah, I got the whole outfit ready to go.
I mean, really, if you take a look at all the pictures you see that are full body shots, they look like Birkenstocks.
They really do. Well, that's what Jesus loved, the negative heel. And I think that's in Ecclesiastes.
Ecclesiastes. We'll take a break. Come back with the flip side right after this. Are you ready to shed 26% of your weight?
Yes.
Let's go. DermGlowSkin.com, the ultimate destination for conquering your weight. Just take a quiz on the website and discover if you qualify. Experienced doctors will prescribe the right medication and your weight loss solution will be delivered directly to your doorstep. Tired of waiting due to low stocks? Don't like going out to the clinic or the doctor or having to sit there and be, go through that? DermGlow ensures that you're connected with well-supplied doctors and you do it online. It eliminates any delays. People have rave reviews. You actually get it all done online. You don't have to go to the doctor. They have the stocks of the medications. It's fantastic. Please get involved. And if you'd like to take this journey, I've still got a few pounds to go, but I'm on my way and I'm able to do it. Your future awaits you. Visit DermGlowSkin.com, click the weight loss button, and kick off the best journey of your life. Because with DermGlow, you can do it!
I should thank Carrie. She got me something in my Easter basket that was fantastic.
What was it?
Dr. Pepper flavored Peeps.
Really?
Really good. Next level stuff.
I literally thought you were going to say like a up. I didn't know.
What's the matter with you?
He's back. He's been gone a while, you know. He's being shocked.
That was the way that you were talking about it. I was like, it was going to be great.
Yeah, you'd be married 26 years. On the third day, nothing rises.
Bada bing, bada boom. Easter joke.
Was that anything? All right.
Easter joke.
Mike, do you know the name? Thank you, Oscar. Laverne, I think it's Papurius. She's from Texas. Do you know her?
Laverne Papurius?
Yeah.
No.
I have a limerick about her.
Oh, good, 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 good.
This is the story about Laverne Papurius. She was a beautiful woman and very curious. She made lots of conversation, always spurious.
She was removed, you know, it was a big travel weekend, what with the holiday. She was removed from an American Airlines flight, and in the process, she was drunk, of course, but it's always good when you have the opportunity to insult the airline officer that's removing you and the size of his penis.
I've seen 12 eclipses.
Oh, I'm sorry, forgive me.
That's a low voice for a lady.
Mike, I'm sorry. I meant to play this.
You're under arrest for PI.
Okay, now you're under arrest. What did I do exactly?
You're under arrest for public intoxication.
What did I do? Stop!
We're charging with resistance.
I have a recording! Pieces of mediocre your life. You make yourself feel good, making 60 grand a year. You feel good your wife with your 5-inch.
Are you done yet?
Yeah. Stand up.
Okay, stand up.
She was drinking.
You know, I've rolled on lots of apology tours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just, can you imagine the feeling? Well, I don't know. Maybe she wakes up and she does it all the time.
No, that's got to wake up.
Imagine how horrible.
What a great life she's having if she thinks 5 inches is the smallest thing you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a size queen.
Yeah, we'd all kill for that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I guess, you know, they take her home to her husband. You know, can hardly fit through the door.
You're allowed one phone call. Hi, is this Porno Dan?
He's got to drive because he can't fly.
That's right.
What did she do this time?
All right, Mike, I totally missed, because the font is so small, I totally missed this up. Her name was not Laverne. It was Angela Killian. Laverne Papurius is actually a man, and he lives in Texas, and he's excited because next week he's going to see his 13th solar eclipse.
I've seen 12 eclipses. We traveled all over the world to see them. I was lucky I had money back in those days. I could walk out the door here, look up and see it. You don't need to go anywhere. My science teacher, I loved all my science classes.
He's 103.
It's entirely different.
It's entirely different.
I found a way to cook chicken crisp.
Crispy.
Crispy.
Now, is it? There's a field in Iowa for, what is it? There's a peas field grow there.
In Lincolnshire. In the spring, peas grow there.
I got a great post yesterday from my buddy John in Los Angeles, and it was a fake ad for Peeps that was being endorsed by Orson Welles, and his whole comment under it was, not you, your friend.
Your friend. Oh, maybe tomorrow? We haven't played in a while.
I'd love to play. Peas grow there. All right. They always say, don't touch the tower. And, you know, radio stations are not usually built next to towers anymore. I've been out to the WJFK tower. I was out to the WJFK auxiliary tower.
They say don't touch the tower?
Don't touch them, especially AM radios. There's so much RF. it can really mess with you. As a matter of fact,
well, wait, hold on a second. I've never heard this in all my, and I programmed a bunch of radio stations, so I'm trying to
don't
think,
touch the tower.
Like what? Electric shock or something?
Yes, there was so much RF. You know the
well, they climb. The guys climb those things.
Well, you have to be careful what you touch, is what I'm saying. You can't touch them everywhere because there can be and what I'm going to play is going to illustrate this. But
all right.
The blowtorch stations that were just south of California and Mexico in the 1960s, they weren't governed by the FCC, so they could be 150, 200,000 watts.
I'm Charlie Brown.
I'm Irv Harrigan. And if you parked your car close to the transmitting tower, the headlights would glow because the coils in the headlights would pick up the RF coming off of that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So here's a guy that took a hot dog and put it on a stick and touched the tower because he expected it would, you know, cook the hot dog, which it did. But something he did not expect is that the hot dog would actually transmit the voice from the AM station and make it a talking hot dog.
Well, never done anything like this before, but I'm going to try to draw energy through this hot dog to appease our curiosity.
Brian.
Requires that...
The hot dog is a receiver.
Yes.
The hot dog is smaller than it was.
At the end of every surgical year, I write a piece on for.
Show me the. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's.
Man, I spent
the hot
so
dog
much
has
time
disappeared.
Yeah, and
walking
the hot dog
around
just,
those things, I didn't know.
Don't
Nobody
touch
ever
it.
Told me.
Don't touch it. But about what happens instead of the hot dog being cooked, it played the Andy Park show or whatever that was.
Wow.
And then half the hot dog burned up and dissolved. It's crazy.
So it's that powerful. Where did you hear it from? Who told you the first time?
The first time I got the first talk about it from at WJFK from I think it was Dan Ryson who said, you know, all that stuff that
don't
touch it. And
Wendell took
me out to the other transmitter and he said, don't
I
touch
thought
it.
We were going to hear Sonny Jurgensen.
Oh, I don't like hot dogs anymore.
Gunner, don't touch that building.
There's only one thing that I eat now.
What's that?
Wheatina.
All right, Sonny, let's close with this. What's his name? Sochei Ohtani,
big controversy with firing his interpreter and all that.
He fired his interpreter because he said the interpreter got him into trouble for the gambling allegations. Here's Seth. This was a joke that really made me laugh.
Shohei Ohtani was forced to fire his interpreter over gambling and theft allegations. Reach for comment. Ohtani said something in Japanese.
He didn't have an interpreter.
What a player, though. All right, we got to get out of here. We will be back tomorrow with a brand new episode, and I sure look forward to maybe seeing how things progress.
Yeah.
Stuff out there. I think the listeners will be fascinated with that. We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us. Happy Easter Monday, everybody, and we'll see you next time for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana and our man, Electric Mike Mac McIntosh, Mike O'Mara, saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye, folks.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
Do you ever have Egg McMuffin?
Sometimes, Dad, or Cheese Prater's.
Can you say Egg McMuffin?
Egg McMuffin, yeah.